peace be with you.
Hell yeah.
Man, I have never wanted to come back from a commercial break.
I wanted to break right into the spot.
I know. Okay. Katie, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go out, get Beth Ann, just take her to a room where there's not a monitor.
Distract her. So
just for a second.
Not listening.
Right. She's completely under the impression that she's missed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Two segments.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Take her to a place where I wanted to, that's what Gary wanted me to do. Gary Conrad wanted me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Very briefly. I'm going to have a little bite of my cake here.
The cake is great. It's an ice cream cake.
It's month-iversary cake.
Man, so good. All right. Listen up. While we were in break, Beth Ann was taken out of her alleged trance that
brought
she
out
was
of the
in
trance.
For hypnotism.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, and Rob, can we make sure that she's in the room? I just don't want to say anything right now. Mm-hmm. You'll understand where I'm going with this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. Katie, she's in a soundproof room now?
We're all set.
Oh, my God. She's screwed up.
She's been changed.
She's been changed forever.
She's a little different.
Oh, my God. She is not the same woman.
As Shakespeare said, thou art transformed.
She has been running around after Gary's left.
Uh-huh.
The hypnotist has left the building.
Gone.
He is not here any longer.
Right.
Beth Ann comes in and says, hi. Like Donna Reed,
uh-huh.
Would you all like some cake? Rob and I said, sure. Uh-huh. She went out and got it as though she was just Millie Helper.
Yeah.
And she is not the same Beth Ann. I am freaked out, Rob. She is not the same woman.
When she brought
Joe, you're back there with her. Is that what is the deal? She has changed.
I've only had a couple of minutes around her, but
it's not right. It's not right. She ain't right.
She brought me the cake, and to bust balls, I said, to go great with a pot of coffee. And she said, do you want some?
And she was serious.
Yeah, she was going to make a pot of coffee.
I'm not sure. Now, Buzz was saying it's going to wear off.
It will. And she's described it, I think, accurately as kind of a mental massage. She feels relaxed. She feels a little bit energized.
I did too. That's not the same person that was here before. She's not just relaxed.
An hour and a half, 2 hours from now, she'll be the same person again.
God.
Trust me.
All right, Katie, go get her. Let's bring her in here. This is amazing. This is not the Beth Ann that I know. This is not the negative, mopey person.
Enjoy it while you have it.
I'm not enjoying it one little bit.
This is
terrifying to me.
It's like coming home to a Stepford wife.
It's like we've got a robot.
Isn't that great?
All right, here we go. Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey, come on up to the microphone. How you doing?
What's up?
How you doing?
Thank you.
It's good to be here. How are you?
Cake? Good.
It's delicious.
Yeah, we got cake.
Ice creamy.
How are you feeling?
Feel great.
Oh, good
I
stuff.
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
You
like
I know.
The thing, the hypnotism, you like
it's
that?
It's like a mental massage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just feel great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you believe you went three segments with it?
That's the only thing that's alarming.
What? Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've missed an hour of my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, at least it exists on audio, too.
Yeah, it's all been recorded.
Would you
I
do me a
great.
Favor? Can you run up to my office and get me, what did I leave up there? One of those Fallujah hats. Can you run up to my office right now?
You just need one?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does anybody else need anything?
Does anybody else
need anything? I can't think of anything
right
now.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You will.
She's running.
Now, there's no logical reason on earth that we need a hat.
No. I'm just
it's like the game we used to play.
We need
a hat.
All right. Everybody think of stuff that we can do that we can get. We're taking advantage of this right now.
Now, you see, she ran right past call screen.
Did she run?
She would stop and say, now, Joe, watch this. Make sure everything's recorded.
Did she really run?
Keep answering the phones. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back. I have to go get something for Mike.
I have never seen anyone as suggestible as her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When she comes back. Now, I think I've got three of those Fallujah hats.
I got the next thing to ask for.
Okay. You've got the next thing to ask for?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is truly remarkable. This is truly amazing.
If it doesn't go away, that's okay too, Mike.
It's not okay.
No, Mike, this is really
This is not the woman I like to argue with every day.
This is a win-win.
This is not, you're a sick bastard, Spiewak. You are the sickest man in here.
What we've done is we've taken Gary Conrad
and
we've used the power of his intellect for good.
You are.
Don't you see what you've done?
You are effing evil.
You can't
evil incarnate is Rob Spiewak.
You know what you would have done in 1890? You would have uninvented the automobile.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're waiting for Beth Ann to come back with my Fallujah hat. I did not expect the show to go this way today.
Me neither.
I thought she'd be hypnotized. I'm weirded out. I am creeped out by hypnotists to start with.
Yeah.
This has creeped me out more than anything else.
The weirdest thing is not so much what she's like now.
Oh, hi.
Thank
How you doing?
To Mike.
Okay,
you.
Very good. Thank you very much.
I just want you to know.
Yeah.
XXL stands for extra, extra loving.
That's nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Thanks. You very much. Very Appreciate nice. That.
Bethann, can
thank
you do you. Me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you get me the scotch tape dispenser from the front desk?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Perfect. Does anybody else need anything?
No, I'm set. Thank you.
Nope.
You sure? Yeah, we're good now.
No, we're all right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's got to be Colette's, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Is she effing with us?
I don't know, because this is a little odd.
Gary, somebody call Gary. What?
We need help.
What is this? We're entering like the weirdest in my 25 years of being on the radio. I'm not kidding you. This is weird, weird stuff.
People can't see this. She has starry eyes.
All right, here's the deal. Wait a minute. I need reassurement. 877-365-3636. If you know anything about this. Hi.
Gone.
What
it's
is?
Gone? How about the stapler? Okay.
That'll work.
What do you think?
I don't think that's
Is she
safe.
Playing a game?
I don't.
I just want to know if like this sticks. Mike, if Gary's out there, call us too. You
Mike,
know?
She's not that fun of a person.
No, she isn't. She's not that I mean, she's actually doing things like a Stepford wife. Yeah.
Buzz, you're going to have the next task ready when she comes back.
All right, Hollywood Hot Sheet. Let's get right to it. Roseanne Barr might have the greatest pickup line ever. I love this. Before he was a big deal, George Clooney had a small part on the sitcom Roseanne.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. Bethann?
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 I changed my mind about that ice cream cake. I could use a little of the cake, if that's all right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. No, just a little. Yeah, thanks. A lot
this
or a little.
This is scaring me.
I just got an IM from Kate that every time she goes past the air studio, she's running.
And smiling.
All right, Clooney had a small part on Roseanne. In an interview the other night, George revealed that when he first met Roseanne, she hit him up, and this is the pickup line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is for all ladies this weekend. If you see a guy, if you're cougars especially out there, you see a guy that you really want to hit on, this is the line.
Take notes.
This is what she said, quote, "You're really good looking. Why don't you take me out behind the stage and make me stink?"
Wow. Like that requires help. Bethann, thank you so much for the ice cream cake.
Buzz, don't you prefer vanilla?
Oh, yeah, I can't eat chocolate. I'm sorry. Yeah,
hey, Bethann.
They're napkin. Good.
I have one favor to ask because I have to leave right at the end of the show. Is there any way that you could you take my car down and just top off the tank with gas? Just I swear to God, it's an unusual request, but
sure.
I really need it. Okay. Just take the car and go top it off with gas,
Where
and I'll pay
car?
Back. I'm down in my regular parking space, down in the basement.
Premium.
Yes, premium. Okay. Yeah. You want some money? Here, I'll give you some money.
Well, I can get it.
No, that's okay. I'll give you some money.
And then I gotta get him.
Oh, don't sweat the ice cream.
Don't worry about
the gas.
The
gas is more pressing.
There you go.
It really is. Thank you.
She should wait till the commercial.
Wait till the commercial.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Very good. All right. Yeah, you can hold it. And you hold on to the money.
But don't steal it.
What's fine? You're all right. Everything's fine.
Okay.
And Buzz needs vanilla ice cream.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just a little.
Jesus Christ. Thank you. She's going to have like a seizure.
Are you sure you don't love this?
This is not good. Yes, I'm digging it a little bit. I'm digging it. I'm both afraid. It's like planes. I'm afraid of them and I'm intrigued with them.
I'm the same way with Wax Museum.
At the same time. James Brolin will take over for James Caan in a movie called Nailed. He's taking over because James Caan left production.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Gary's on the phone.
Jesus. Gary. Hold on. I see him. I got him right here.
Line three.
Line three. Gary. Gary.
Hey, Ace.
Gary, what the hell? What did you do to her, man? What did you do?
It's the ideal her.
What?
Remember at the end when I brought her out of the hypnotic state, I said, it's the ideal you. You're going to be the best you can be.
When does
performing
that,
at peak levels in every aspect of your personality.
When does that wear off, Gary?
Well, you know, if they're like Buzz and naturally cynical, it wears off quicker. But she's kind of upbeat. That could be it.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. She's leaving the studio. Thank you, Bethann.
Thank you, Bethann.
Gary, Jesus Christ. Gary, I swear to God, she's running around here like a Stepford wife. This is amazing. I've never seen...
You got a winner.
Gary,
how long
can this last, really?
It can last forever.
Okay, you're going to have to come back.
You're going to have to come back and change that, brother.
And Gary, if I give you a phone number, will you call my wife?
Oh, my God. All right, Gary, I swear to God, I've never seen anything like this. This is the weirdest.
Guys, and thanks for having me on your one-month commemoration.
Gary, listen, I'm serious. I'm weirded out about this. I'm creeped out. I think she's...
Enjoy it.
I'm not enjoying it. I want my regular Bethann. Yes,
well,
I do.
Well, we got the weekend. Let's see what happens.
Okay, thanks, Gary.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
He doesn't give an ass.
No, you know what's going to happen? We're going to come in on Monday. All the equipment will be fixed, and the radio station will have been painted.
A car will be painted. Let's go to Larry. Larry in Maryland. Hi, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Mike, that was the funniest segment I've ever heard on radio.
I will tell you what is funnier, Larry, if you were here worked with this woman every day.
Knew her intimately.
And you saw the changes in behavior. I have never seen anything like this. It is truly amazing to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all know Beth Ann.
Yes. I know. You can hear it.
I wasn't Beth Ann.
I should have her take some phone calls.
Sorry, she missed the segment.
Right.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
I'll have her take some phone calls. That's a good idea. All right, thanks for calling, Larry. Appreciate the call. All right, let me get back to the hot sheet here. What did James Caan do, Rob?
He quit.
Oh, that's right. He quit because he had a dispute with director David O. Russell, and the dispute was over how to properly choke on a cookie. Can you see Jimmy Caan? Yeah, man.
I love James Caan.
I've been in this bracket for a while. I know how to choke on a cookie.
The argument was the director says he wants to hear coughing, and James Caan kept saying, no, no, when you're choking, you don't make any noise.
Wow.
And for that, he quit.
I'm with James Caan.
I am, too. I always have been.
Always side with the guy from The Godfather. Marie Osmond putting Billy Ray Cyrus on blast. I hate that expression. Putting Billy Ray Cyrus on blast over those Miley Cyrus Vanity Fair pictures. Marie says, my parents never left us alone.
Do we need this?
We always had some form of a guardian or something. Why doesn't Marie just shut up?
And if she was going to do this, why didn't she do it 5 days ago when everyone was caring? Now one cares.
Now she thinks it's something that'll jog her career
a little
slow. It'll help when she gets her new talk show this fall.
Are Britney Spears and Kevin Federline having frequent phone sex, gentlemen?
God, I hope so.
Me
we
too.
Keep hearing rumors that they're at least talking about getting back together. And Britain's Star tabloid says the talking is getting pretty intimate between the two. To the point that it has officially crossed over into phone sex, I am grossed out by
that. I don't
think
K-Fed knows how to dial a phone.
Who knows? and before we get out of here, I got to tell you that this is a great list. Rob hit me to that earlier. Gas is expensive, but have you ever wondered how the price of gas compares to other substances?
Yes, I have.
This is cool.
This is amazing, all right? We dug up a random website. This is called cockeyed.com, which broke down what it would cost to buy a gallon of other liquids. Some common, some not so common. For example, you're paying over $3. Let's try over $3.50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been.
Let's try over $3.70.
Mm-hmm. I put the list in 2 days ago, Mike. So it's
for a gallon
up.
Of gas. Yeah. Yes, this list will be completely irrelevant by Monday. A gallon of Evian spring water costs twice that.
Okay,
so that'd be about $6 a gallon.
Okay,
what do you think it is for a gallon of Budweiser?
Oh, that's priceless.
Priceless.
$8.
Good, very good, $9.
Okay, oh, okay. Yeah.
Bottle of Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Per gallon, I'm going to say $10.
$13.
Ah, a little low.
A gallon of shampoo. Just a generic shampoo, I guess.
Ooh.
I use a cake of soap on my hair, so I must excuse myself.
I'm going to say $50.
$38.
Wow, that seems expensive.
Gallon of Absolute vodka.
Ooh, a gallon. About $80.
$58.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it is a bargain.
A gallon of liquid paper.
I'll take two.
Liquid paper by the gallon?
By a gallon of liquid paper.
$1,000.
No.
$100.
No. $198.
Ah.
A gallon of penicillin? Gallon, I didn't know it came in. I always took it in pill form.
Well, that's when you get it at the Price Club.
Yeah. When I have my venereal disease acting up, I always take it in pill form.
Kirkland-cillin.
I got it by the gallon.
$300.
Okay, it seems like a deal.
Mm-hmm.
How about a gallon of human blood?
Wow.
It's not sold in the U.S.
Oh, good, good. $400?
$1,500.
Not my blood.
Human blood isn't sold in the U.S., but there is a $200 processing fee every 500 milliliters of a transfusion.
Oh, okay, I see.
Kind of gross. And printer ink.
Oh, it's got to be like $1 billion. Because printer ink is so expensive.
It's exactly what it is, Rob. $1 billion now.
I'd say $1,000.
$2,700 and a gallon of LSD.
Oh, Buzz, I defer.
Again, priceless.
You'd be excited about this.
$10,000.
$123,000.
Wow.
You're paying too much.
And the final one, scorpion venom.
That's probably the highest if it's your last item.
Yeah, it must be.
If you're wondering why you'd ever need this, it's because venom is used to create antivenom to treat scorpion stings. How much do you think it costs for a gallon?
$500,000. $500,000.
$25,000.
$39 million. Dollars.
Seems a bit high. Okay. Seems a bit high.
Wow. Okay, we got to get BA back in here because everybody's
on our way in. Can I play you one tape, Mike?
Yes, absolutely, from the audio vault.
Yeah, I'd like to salute Sacramento with this tape.
Okay, let's
go. This is my salute to Sacramento as Beth Ann.
All right, 20 seconds.
Not that, sorry.
According to Forbes.com, Sacramento, California has the highest concentration of homeowner debt.
Thank you. I watch
play that one more time.
It's Al Roker, right?
Yes, it is. I watch the Today Show every day, and there's always something good, and this is what I got today.
According to Forbes.com, Sacramento, California has the highest concentration of homeowner debt.
Homeowner debt. And it's not debt, it's debt.
Debt.
And Rob, you got to play cut number four, Cher. Oh. Who sound, they tell me he's starting to sound like Jacqueline Stallone.
Yeah, she's made that trip. Here,
this is cut number four.
Be the judge.
Are you having fun with it?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, come on, really.
No, but I get terrified.
About what?
About all of this. I get really... like, once I'm out, I'm okay. But, like, backstage, I'm just going, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. And then Dory came up to me. Dory's my... Dory and I create the show, and then Dory's the director and choreographer.
No. You don't hear it?
Not even close.
I don't hear it yet. I heard it. Well, can I at least try to relieve my my guilt on that by playing you John McCain's Whistling Dentures?
Okay, let's hear John McCain.
Let's try for that.
I think this will be a score.
All right, very good.
I'm a big boy. I understand that this is going to be a tough campaign, and I also understand. Oh, sure. Listen, Bill, in all due respect, I've had tougher times in a political campaign, my friend, and I know how to stand up to it. Sometimes I worry about my family, obviously, because these are, and that was one of the factors that was considered when we decided to run again for the presidency.
They're going to smear and slime you like crazy. You know that.
But I have the utmost faith and reliance on the American people.
Amazing, no?
Thank you very much. Speaking of reliance on people, let's bring her back in. Beth Ann, can you come to the studio, please? You have some phone calls. See, I hope it's wearing off.
Time for some calls for Beth Ann McBride.
I was afraid to
say. Hi there. You got some phone calls on the show.
The all new Beth Ann McBride.
Are you ready to take some phone calls?
Yeah.
All right. So you want to put the headphones on?
I don't have any.
Do you have headphones?
There were some over there.
There's some right here. Oh, someone's taking them.
There you go.
Thank you.
How you doing? How you feeling?
I feel good.
Good. You look good.
I feel good.
You look like you feel really good.
Refreshed.
You look good, Rob.
You ready to take some phone calls?
Now I know she's crazy.
Okay. And thanks for getting us the ice cream.
It was delightful. Good, wasn't it?
Oh, it was delicious.
I'll try to get your favorite.
Happy, nice. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to JP in Annapolis. JP, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing great. You're on with Beth Ann.
Hey, Beth Ann. Hey, sweetheart. How are you feeling?
Hey, honey. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering, what is the, how do you feel about the likelihood that you may find a significant other and, do that thing that you haven't done in a very long time?
All right. Do you think you're going to find somebody? Do you think you're going to find love, Beth Ann?
You mean have sex?
Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about.
Might be this weekend.
Wow, really?
That's right. Good news.
That's right.
you're kidding, of course, but you're happy, right?
Yeah. I do it.
Since I know what she does every weekend, notify all the weekenders at WJFK.
Be sure and wear that same black underwear.
That would be great. How's it going?
Wait, she's giving Buzz a weird look now.
But, I mean, he knows I have underwear. Did I say anything? How does he know I have underwear? Every woman has black underwear.
Let's go to
Mike. Just a guess.
You're a kid, are you?
Stab in the dark.
Let's go to Mike in Maryland. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Mike?
How you doing? Pretty good.
Hey.
Ben, you sound wonderful today. I don't know what it is. It's just like a glow in your voice or something. I don't know. I mean, it must be that mental massage. While you were away, Mike was mentioning he needed some copies made. You might want to ask him after this call. But I'm just calling to say hi and hope things are going well with you.
Well, thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
He was nice. Where was he from?
He was from Maryland.
I like him.
You know what's great about this?
What's that, Rob?
We're celebrating our Beth anniversary.
Yes.
And we have champagne.
We do. Yay.
Yeah. Did you guys get some?
Yeah.
We
did.
I don't want to drink it all.
Dick from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi.
You are the best producer in the whole wide world.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That is nice.
That's so nice.
Thank you.
Dick, you're so sweet. Yes, Dick, go ahead, ask your question.
How is your dog's nose?
Yeah.
It's soft.
It's no longer dry.
And moist.
Nice.
And I can't wait to get home to it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wow.
Thanks for calling, Dick. We appreciate the call.
Isn't that something?
My dog's nose.
All right, Beth Ann, get back to the producer's room right away.
I
got to do your job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You guys have a great show.
Thank you very much. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you in a little bit.
Mike, you may want to remind her that you don't really need gas. Oh. Or she's going to take off when you go to spots.
Somebody get her around the ankles. We'll be back with the final buzz of the afternoon coming up after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.